Yeah. Is it true you got yourself a record player and that had something to do with the AB side sound of this album?
I did. I got my proper record player as a present a few years ago and was really enjoying buying all my favourite albums again. And you'd be doing something and listening to the first side of it and then you'd just sort of realise that the music had stopped and you're just hearing...
Yeah.
And you've got to go back and turn it over. And I loved that just little bit of time that you kind of digest it in two halves. Like there's a little silence between the two halves on the CD just as a nod to that. But the record is coming out on vinyl, which is great.
Oh, is it?
So, yeah, so you'll
things on vinyl.
Especially because this is recorded on old tape machine, you really get, you're going to be able to hear the difference.
Can't wait. You were behind Anstruther Westertown Halls, the campaign. It was falling apart a little bit.
And absolutely.
It's getting a £500,000 facelift.
And has that happened? Has that gone ahead?
It's been announced. It will be going ahead.
Oh, that's brilliant. I hadn't heard. That is fantastic. Well, good move, Fife. That was something I got into after doing the Home Game Festival with the Fence Collective, with King Creosote and the Pictures Trail and all that lot. I think it's the tea room in that building. They did a tiny little sort of competition where basically when you bought your tickets, you could buy a special gold ticket and that gave you a day and a time. And you turned up in this little tea room and you got whoever for a half hour set. It was a really good idea. And I was one of the people who played. But just the whole feel of that festival and having, that was where Fence were talking about basing themselves and using the space creatively and it being such a great place. And you know, so many people come up for that festival. It really attracts young people who are into music from all over the place. And it was such a beautiful building and such a great space and just affords a little place like Anstruther national attention if they've got the space to put like stuff like that on. I'm very pleased, really chuffed.
Good. Pigeons are going to have to move out of the other bit, though. Are you a Star Trek fan or something? Did I see you on your Twitter trying to do some terrible Star Trek?
I was talking to a friend the other day and we were laughing about how funny it is if you try and do the Vulcan sign to someone but you do it wrong and you just do, you're like three fingers on one side and one on the other and it really annoys people. It's not like that. I'm like, no, it is. No, that's how you do it. Live long and proper.
I think you've not been to
really,
see the
news. Really winds people up. It's like the pedant and everybody comes out and just tries to attack you.
Not even Trekkies or Trekkers or whatever they call, just anybody. Just,
yeah.
What are you doing? Katie Tunstall, thank you so much for chatting to us. It's been a real
Cheers.
Pleasure.
Nice to talk to you too.
Just sounds like it's going to be great success with this album. Invisible Empire, Crescent Moon out in June. And again, Katie Tunstall, thank you very much.
Cheers,
it's been a
Vanessa,
pleasure.
Thank you.